church, hallelujah. You reign over the city, hallelujah. We praise your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done here and now, Lord.
Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. I say yes and amen. Father, your kingdom come.
shikata da basoko. Ondere matosikata da basikaya. Father, show yourself strong. Magnify your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be magnified, Father, in your people. Be magnified, Creator of the universe, through your people. Be magnified, Ancient One. The beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. Be magnified. Lord, we come recognizing that we without you cannot live the kind of life you have purposed. You're so great, we cannot truly represent you without you representing yourself in us and through us. So, Lord, tonight our cry is that you form us into the image of your Son. Shave off everything that doesn't look like Jesus. So perfectly, O God, do it that the enemy of our souls cannot differentiate between us and you. For we have become truly one with you. Do this, Father, we ask. He said, if we ask anything according to your will, you will do it. And we are fully convinced that this is your will. So, Lord, we entrust our lives to you and we say, make of it that which is pleasing in your sight. And all of God's people together in agreement in Jesus' name said, yes, and amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Last night we started out talking about what God wants to do in us and through us in this new year. And we put in place the fact that God wants us to be in connection with Him, in partnership with Him, representing Him, and seeing the will of God done here in the earth as it is in heaven. This is a must. When the Lord came the first time, God was looking for a partner in the world, and there was no one to be found that was worthy, so he sent his Son. That Son became a man because God needed a man. God needed a man. For the earth has he given to the sons of men, the heavens, even the heavens, they belong unto the Lord. but he needed man to operate here. So Jesus came and he operated as the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he pulled down what was in heaven into the earth. And God wants to do that again before he comes again, before his return. Hallelujah. The heavens and the earth shall see the manifestation of Jesus once again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, it is my honor and my privilege to welcome not just to Canada and to Manitoba and the city of Winnipeg, but to this household of faith called Glory and Peace Church, or GAP Church, a chosen vessel, a prophetic voice. God chose them to come speak to us today. So let us welcome Pastor Oluwafemi. Praise the Lord, man of God. Amen. I hope this is on. Bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Once again, I say thank you, because there's power in thanksgiving. Amen. For the privilege to share the word. It's not because I'm better than you, but because of the grace of God. Amen. Let us stand up together and read this verse with all due respect as we commence on today's word. Amen. If you can, please put on the screen Genesis 1. We're going to read 1, 2, 3. Genesis 1, 1, 2, 3. I want us to read it together loud with all due respect. After the count of three. One, two, go. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Put your right hand up and say, my Father, my God, let your light shine over us tonight. From your throne of grace, release your light, and every darkness in form of sickness and diseases be cast out now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for yet another opportunity to share your word today. We appreciate your loving kindness because you are the Almighty. You are the all-sufficient God. You are the God that was and is and forever will be. You are the God of all flesh. You are the immortal and the visible, the only wise God. The mighty God in battle. The one that creates all things and no one can create. Father, we say thank you. Have your way in our meeting this day. Release your ministry angels to minister to us. And at the end of this meeting, let all the honor and glory be given unto you. I surrender myself under the authority of the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Lord, use me gloriously. I covet the grace over this pulpit. And I pray, Lord, manifest your power this evening. Even to those that are connected from far and near, pray that the Lord will touch you with his power tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we pray with thanksgiving. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Let's clap for hands for Jesus and see them. Let's have our seat. Yesterday, Daddy, I've established something very important, and I'm going to commence from there. Today we are going to look at the power in the word of God. Yeah, we know that there's power in the word of God, but today we want to go more deeper and see why this power is not working for men anymore. We want to see why this power is not doing what it's supposed to do in the life of men anymore. The Bible made us to understand in Genesis 1 that we read, and God said, let there be light. And automatically, light came to existence. What does this tell us clearly? That there's power in the word of God. Can you tell your neighbor there's power in the world? Turn to the next neighbor, say, neighbor, there's power in the word of God. And what I find out tonight is that that power has the ability to create something. Amen. Because everything that was created was through the word. It means that Jesus was in existence even before man, even before the creation of the world. Even before Abraham and whoever that was created, Jesus has been in existence for long. Because Jesus, the Bible says, is the word of God. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? And I want to tell you clearly this day that God sincerely has given men the power to use that word. Irrespective of who you are, be it a woman or man, tall or short, fat or flat, God has given everyone born of God to have the license to use the word. Amen? It does not matter if you are a pastor. The Bible made us to understand that God literally has given all his children legitimate power to use his word at any time. Just like that, what Daddy said, he said, to continue in the work of the creation, to continue in the work of the kingdom. God has chosen you and I. If you look at Genesis 1:28, he said it very clearly. Genesis 1:28, if you look at the big version, he said, and have dominion over the fishes and the seas, and over the force of the air, and over everything that moveth upon the earth. What does that tell you? It tells you that God has given us a legal right to command and be established. God has chosen you to continue from where he has created us to continue in his creation. That's why he said, Daddy said yesterday, we are small gods on earth. Amen. Tell your neighbor you are small gods. And God is counting on you. Job 22 says something very interesting. Job 22 verse 28. He said, thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established. As a legal entity of God, you have the permission to do what? To decree a thing. That's why I want to tell you sincerely tonight that God needs your mouth. Your mouth is not only for eating chicken and chips. God needs you to open your mouth to decree. Can somebody say amen? A closed mouth is quite a closed destiny. When you shut out your mouth in the time of trouble, your destiny is shut down. When God created mankind, he created a weapon that's bigger than every other weapon in the world. And that weapon is caged in your mouth and is called the tongue. Listen very carefully. There's no weapon compared to that. The Bible says who can recite it for me? The power of what? Life and death lies in where? Your tongue. So it means you are carrying something very dangerous. If you don't know, I bring it to you today. You are carrying something that is more than measles. Amen. Have you ever imagined why God told you to pray for kings and priests or priests? Have you ever imagined kings are big people? But he said, you, pray for them. Amen. Because you have what they don't have. Amen. Especially when you are the sons and daughters of God. Can somebody say amen? Do you know that God also gives us privilege that he said, we can go even beyond the earth. We can establish something in the heavens. He said, we shall decree a thing on earth, and the heaven has no choice than to obey us. Can somebody say amen? That's Matthew 18, verse 18. He said this very clearly. He said, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. It means he even give you permission to exhibit power in heaven. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. What a wonderful God we serve. The Bible made us to understand in Revelation 1, 6. He said, and had made us who? King and what? Priest. Unto who? God. I'm trying to establish something before we get to where we are going. Can somebody say amen? He has made us what? King and what? Priest. And if you look clearly in Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4, he said the word of kings are words of power. Amen. So as a king, as a prince, you have power. Amen. You are not just any person. Amen. If you are truly a believer, irrespective of who you are, be it a man or woman, you have power to what? Establish fact through the power of tongue. Can somebody say amen? Listen very carefully. The Bible also made us to understand in Psalm 82, 6 to 7. He said, I have said, you are gods, and all of you are children of who? The Most High. Amen. So as king and as priest, you have authority. You have been made to have authority and dominion over everything. That's why God as well gave Adam power to name all the animals. You remember? He should have done it by himself. He said he wants man to talk. He is a spirit. And he has given legal right to us because we are legal entity of God on earth. So he has given you power to do whatever he commands you to do. Hallelujah, somebody. Pray tonight, say, my Father, my God, sanctify my tongue. Sanctify my life. Sanctify me tonight in the name of Jesus. Sanctify me. Sanctify me tonight. It's a night of prayer and prophecy. Say, sanctify me, O Lord, by the power of your word. Sanctify me tonight in the name of Jesus. The Bible said we have been given dominion, we have been given authority, and we have been given power. Amen? And he wants us to use it for mankind. If you look at what Daniel said, Daniel 11, 33, he said, for those that know their God, they will do what? They will do exploit. For those that know, it means that it's not all Christians or all believers that know their God. You might be a believer, you don't know your God. You might be a believer or church goer, but you don't have that capacity or that connection with heaven. Can somebody say amen? For those that know their God, amen. Who are those that know their God? The kings, the priests, people that have been called to authority, people that have been called to rule their world, people that have been given power to have dominion on earth. That's why I said you are the one to pray for who? The kings and people in authority, so that they can excel. Hallelujah, somebody. If you look at what Job said, Job 6:63 also says something. He said, the word that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit. And what? Life. I told you from the beginning, Jesus was in the existence from the beginning because he's the word of God. So that word you are sharing, that word you are proclaiming is what? Is life. But if you don't know, what thing that devil normally does is to create the fact in you that you are nobody. Is to make you to lost or to lose your identity. And when you don't know your identity in Christ, what happened? You cannot decree. For any little challenge, you accept. Amen. Because you don't know your identity. You don't know your God. For those that know their God, they shall do what? They shall be strong and do what? Exploit. Tell your neighbor, do you know your God? Tell your neighbor, do you know your God? God demonstrated this in the book of Ezekiel. Remember, God took Ezekiel on a trance, and God told him clearly, Ezekiel, come with me. What have you seen? He said, he has saw dry bones. He said, these bones are what? Well dried. Means that there's no life in them. Amen. This is what the Lord is telling somebody today. If God could take Ezekiel on a vision, he can take you on a vision. Amen. He told Ezekiel, can this bone live? He said, it's only you that can say that, Dad. Because that question was very trickish. If you said no, it would be a problem. So he said, I love the way he answered. He said, it's only you that can determine that. And God said, prophesy, son of man. Why would God ask Ezekiel to prophesy? He can simply say, he can do it by himself. But he said, I want man. I need your mouth to walk in the kingdom. I need that power that I've given to you to be exhibited. If this nation fails, it's because of the Christian that fails. Can somebody say amen? Because he has given you power to do what? To have dominion. Hallelujah. When Herod captured James and killed James, the church was sleeping. Nobody prophesied, nobody decreed, nobody prayed. They relaxed. But when he picked Peter, what happened? They start to pray by the power of the word. And what happened when they start to pray that night? God sent an angel. I decree tonight that God will send an angel to you. In every area of your weaknesses, God will send an angel from tonight to renew your strength. Can somebody say amen? There's still the angel's ministries. Amen. Let me tell you something very clearly. Long time ago, I witnessed one. I was waiting for something for a very long time. And the Lord asked me to, after many, about 3-4 years, the things refused to come. And the Lord said, do a prayer walk in the morning, around 4 o'clock in the morning. Then I started to move around. That same night as I was sleeping, immediately I saw a man walk through the wall. And I stood up from the bed. This is a true life story. I share it everywhere I go. My wife was beside me. I stood directly and I collected the envelope from the man. And I said, darling, look at it. This man has given me the envelope. Then she woke up and said, which man? I said, this man. Before I look back, nobody was there. And I look at my hand, there was no envelope. I said, he said, are you okay? I said, I stood literally like this, not like I kneeled down, no, on the bed, you know, I'm not even kneeling, I stood. And he said, are you okay? I said, I saw the man. And do you know that what I was waiting for more than 3 years? My name came out the next day in the Punch newspaper number 72. That was what took me to Gambia. That was my first traveling out of the nation. I have been waiting for it for 3 years. But I received the envelope in the vision by the help of the angels. Tell your neighbor, angel exists. Tell your neighbor, as you know, say, angel exists. I received it and it was manifested in the physical. Just like I told you yesterday, God showed me a vision coming here. I met mommy in that same spot. Amen. God is counting on you, believers. For those that know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploit. God needs your mouth to do something tangible. If the nation fails, it's because the believers are not praying. You know, the devil has a means of manipulating men. It will create problems for you so that you can talk against yourself. Because he knows the only thing against you is your mouth. He said, I am not feeling too good today. What you say to you? The Bible says, when you are weak, say you are strong. But he has a way of saying, he will manipulate you so that you can say something against yourself. Amen. You have to pray tonight. Say, my Father, my God, every word I've said against myself, that I was working against my life, that is working against my destiny. Today I cancel that word. Today I rebuke that word. Today I forbid that word. Today I reject that word. I nullify the word by the blood of Jesus. There's power in your tongue. Whatever you pray tonight shall be established. Say amen. When Jeremiah was born, if you read the book of Jeremiah very clearly, Jeremiah, if you look at verse 1, if you look at downward, Jeremiah was a little boy and he had an encounter with God. I pray that someone will have an encounter with God here tonight. Can somebody say amen? And Jeremiah was contesting with God. He said, God, I'm just a little child. I cannot talk. And the Lord said, don't say you are a little child. I will put my word in your mouth. I pray tonight, by the unction of God over my life, may God put his word over your mouth from tonight. That whatever you decree from tonight shall be established. Say amen. Moses also contests with God. You remember, I say, I'm a stammerer. I don't know what. God said, don't worry, I will be with what? Your mouth. God needs your mouth. You need to know that. God needs you to talk. He needs you to prophesy. He told Ezekiel, prophesy. He could do it by himself. He has the ability to just do anything. But he said, I want man to do it. He wants you. If he could do it in the olden days, he could do it for you now. Can somebody say amen? It's never too late to try. I come this day to wake you up that there's power in your tongue. Never you take defeat for an answer. Never you take no. Something happened in my country, Peru, and they came to me and they said, a general wants to see me. And I said, general? I said, yes. I said, have I done something wrong? He said, no. It's my friend. That's my PA. He said, it's my friend. Okay. The general came and said, do you know what? They wanted to resign me. I said, why? And he's quite young. He said, because there's politics everywhere, you know. And they tried to remove him from office. And this guy told me that I could come to you. I said, no, I cannot do anything. Do you believe that God can do something? He said, yes. Okay, no problem. That'll start from there. But I cannot do anything. So you believe God can do it? He said, yes. He said, they have already shortlisted the name. And he doesn't know what to do. He's quite young, what he's going to do to retire at this age. He said, but he knows he's a politician. I said, if the Lord leave it, I change that situation by the power of the word. And he said, just like that? Just like when, you remember that Naaman came to Elijah, you remember? He said, I thought he would come out and hit the floor and call upon the name of his God. I said, no, the power of the tongue. I said, I reverse that situation. He said, go. And I traveled to Mexico. That was when Carlos connected me to you, to the glory of God. When it's about 2 days for the meeting, my PA called again and said, Pastor, tomorrow is the meeting. And somebody, an insider, have checked the list. The list, his name is still there. I said, go and relax. If no man changes, angel will go and change it. Man is to decree, and God is to establish it. I said, if God called me, your name will not be seen tomorrow in that list. He said, are you sure? I said, go. Then that day, we were going to mountain in Mexico. And the second day, they called me in the morning. The meeting is just some few hours. I said, don't worry. He said, they still saw the name. I said, okay. If God called me, that name will not exist. And while they were calling the name of those that they are going to remove, his name was not found. Can somebody say amen? Power of the tongue. Power of the word. Just decree. This is a true testimony. My wife was connected yesterday. We will still share it today if you want. Power of God has given you and I the power to change situations.
You can bring what is not in existence to existence as a word from God. Just say it. But ordinary people cannot say it. It's only those that are full with authority, those that are secure in their belief, those that are children of God. Those that are called higos, not chickens, not bastard children. Those that are really the children of God. When you call him, he will answer you. That's the truth. When you call him in the time of, say, call me in the time of trouble, I will do what? I will answer you. Why did God not answer many people? Because we have soiled our hands. We have soiled our tongue. We've lied many occasions. Even when Daniel was taking captivities, the Bible says he did not eat the meat of the king. Why? Because he doesn't want to soil himself. He stood. Even when they put him in prison, he said, I am not careful to tell you this, Nebuchadnezzar, that even if my God cannot save me, I will not bow down for the image. Power of the world. Amen. When you have that confidence and that power, God will grant whatever you say. Even if it's not, listen. Before when I came back from the U.S., a woman came into me in church and said, my sister, she's a believer, and she stays in this country. And the husband and they are believers. They've married for many years, 20-something years. They have kids. I said, okay. So what happened? He said, the husband just left home because somebody manipulated, and he said he's no more interested in the marriage. I said, who? So what do you want me to do? He said, I should pray. I said, you believe God can do it? Say yes. Not me. Say yes. That's okay. On the altar, my daughter was translating. And I said, give me the name of your husband. He said, wherever you are, I send the angel of God to you now to drag you back home. This true life story. I'm standing on the pulpit of God. So you know I cannot lie. I said, I drag you by the word of God, wherever you are, before the sun set. Come back. And I forgot about it. And on Wednesday, before I traveled on Thursday to Canada, the guy that came with the mother said, Pastor, is there any other information? I said, ask your sister what is happening there. And he called and said, that same day, the husband returned back home. Power of the word. You have the same power. For those that know their God, they will do exploit. For those that know their God, they will do exploit. But if you have soiled your mouth, if you have soiled your hand, it cannot work for you. Can somebody say amen? Listen very carefully before we start to pray. Isaiah also, God did something to him. Isaiah 51 verse 16. Let us see it. Isaiah 51 verse 16. He said, and I have put my word in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hands, and I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of earth and say unto Zion, thy heart, my people. He said, I have put my word in your mouth. For every child of God, God has destined you to do what? To rule. God has destined you to rule in the affairs of men. But when you are corrupt, nothing will happen. Look at it. Ephesians 4:29. It said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your what? Mouth. But what which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the error. Never let something corrupt your mouth. I have told you just now that devil uses it in many occasions to do what? To manipulate man. When you don't have money and somebody, you said, the way you will say it is against yourself. That's why the Bible says, when we are sick, say you are strong. Amen? Don't say I'm sick. Amen? You know, that devil is accuser of the brethren. He will go to God and say, look at him. He's told that he's sick. Amen. He said he's sick because he doesn't trust that you can heal him. He will manipulate the whole thing. Hallelujah. So from today, watch your mouth. Let's see what example of some people that really use this word very well. Let's look at Elijah, for example. How many of you know Elijah? Let's look at 1 Kings. Let's see what happened in 1 Kings. 1 Kings 17 verse 1. 1 Kings 17. If you read downward, we were told that Elijah went to confront one of the hardest king in Israel, Ahab. He stood in front of him after he had seen the bad things he has done. And what did he say? He said to him, today I shut the heaven and there will be no rain for 3 years and what? And a half. And he kept the key of heaven in his pocket. You know what surprised me there? Listen very carefully. Look at it. He said, but according to my... Amen. God honor his word. Because he has seen what that king has done. You know, through his wife, how they have manipulated the children of... Amen. They left God and they went to serve another God. Amen. And he came. God has made us to rule our world. God has made each of us like Elijah, that we could stand in front of people and tell them that, listen, you have failed. And because of this, I shut the heaven. And God will stamp it. But the issue is that we don't know our identity. Amen. We are afraid too much. Hallelujah. We are afraid what people will say. Amen. If the word does not work, how would people look at me? Don't care about that. You remember when Jesus was passing through the tree, the fruit? He said, because there's no fruit. What happened? Dry up. Just a word. Amen? And when they came the second day, what happened? Dried up. And the disciples, one of them said, this tree, he said, you people with little faith. Amen? Just say. Tell your neighbor, just say it. From tonight, just decree the word. From tonight, just decree. The heaven was shut by the word of Elijah. Remember when the king of Syria sent the armies again? Remember the story? To come and arrest Elijah. Why? Because Elijah became the highest of Israel. What do I mean? Whatever they plan in Syria, God will show it to Elijah. Can somebody say amen? Put your hand in your eyes. Say, my Father, my God, tonight bless me with spiritual eyes to see beyond the physical. Make me the eyes of nations from tonight. Make me the eyes of nations. So when things are coming, you show me so we can know how to pray just as you did to Elijah. Make me the eyes of all nations, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Can somebody say amen? Just power your tongue. When I ask you to pray, pray. The Spirit of God is here tonight. And what happened? The armies came. Hallelujah. 50 of them. And Elijah said, fire come from heaven. Authority. You are the children of authority. It's when you don't know your authority, you don't know your identity, that's when you become a loser. Tell your neighbor, from tonight, I'm not a loser. Tell your neighbor clearly, from tonight, I will never be a loser anymore. I will be a winner in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen? He sent fire to consume them. Can somebody say amen? By his word. Just a word. Say fire. Remember when he was fighting with the prophet of Baal, 400 of them, more. What happened? He sent the same fire. Say, so that these people can believe me that you are the one that sent me. He said, fire! Fire came. By
his word. Why is his word seasoned? Why? Because he never soiled his mouth. Amen? We soil our situations, our mouth, and everywhere. That's why our words are no more seasoned. Hallelujah. But tonight, I pray that God will give us another chance. Can somebody say amen? Say, from tonight, I pray that God will give me another chance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus, throughout his ministries on earth, used the power of the word. Remember, the blind man, he said, just go and wash you. Amen? When you see somebody, we just send them to go and do what? That's all. Power of the word, because he's the word. He cannot pray to himself. Amen. So he has given you and I privilege and authority to rule our world. Amen. You have the power. Tell your neighbor you have the power. Tell your neighbor you have the power to rule your world. One day, some people are coming for my crusade. They call it Holy Ghost program on Friday, first Friday of the month. And they parked their car somewhere and they told me that they came and robbed their car. And I said, you rob your car? They said, yes. Okay. So what do you want to do? He said, I want you to pray. I said, no, me, it's God. And we pray together. Everyone is there. And I said, Lord, send your angels to chase them and let them by themselves bring the car back. They brought the car back. Not that day, but they brought the car back. And people were wondering, this man is supposed to be a witch. I said, no. He has given us grace according to our faith. Amen? You have the power. He gave us the fruit of the Spirit. He gave us the gift of the Spirit. Amen. But we could not use it if you don't season your mouth. Your mouth is the most dangerous weapon in the world. Your tongue. Know that today. That's why you are supposed to be very careful the way you address people. Stop calling your grandchildren. Look at your head like coconut. He will start to behave like coconut. You think you are playing? Watch it. The mother of Jabez called Jabez, Jabez, because he brought him in pain. And he become Jabez all through. Problem upon problem. Until one day, Jabez said, no, enough is enough. And he called upon the God of heaven. And his name was changed. Be careful what you say to people. Every word that comes out of your mouth has power. That's the truth. You think you are joking, but that is the truth. If you are a child of God, it doesn't matter if you are a prophet. So far, you are a child of God. Every word that comes out of your mouth is what? Is seasoned. Can somebody say amen? But you have to also know that two factors determine it. I said number one, your tongue. Number two, your faith. Amen. If those two factors combine together, you are good to go. Can somebody say you are good to go? Hallelujah. If you have a good word and you don't have faith to carry it, it will not work. Faith first. Amen. Many things doesn't happen because your faith could not carry it. Amen. When you have faith in that word you want to say, and you decree it, it's what? It will come to pass. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? Because the book of John have made us to understand. John 1:1, it said, and the word was made flesh. Amen? Jesus is that word you are sharing. As a believer, amen, when you have Christ in you, you have power. Power that the world doesn't have, you have power. But the enemy always paints you bad to feel that you don't know what you are doing. They talk bad about you. They manipulate you. Amen? But you have power. Tell your neighbor you have power. And from tonight, I want you to start to exhibit your power. Number one, what can the word do before we start to pray? What can this word do? I want to establish something. Word of God, what can he do? He can build, number one. It can regenerate. It can transform. The word of God can reprove and protect you from sin. Amen. The word of God sanctifies. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. The word of God reveals secrets. Can somebody say amen? Because it tells you the heart of God. Daniel 2:22. The word of God prompts revival. Hallelujah. The word of God prompts revival. The word of God can heal. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of souls and spirit, and of the joint and marrow, and is discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Can somebody say amen? Number 7, the word of God prosper. Hallelujah. If you look at Joshua 1 verse 8, it said, the book of the Lord shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate on it day and night. So that you can do what? Prosper. Amen. Meditate on the word. You will prosper. So what are we saying tonight? God has made you an entity. Amen. To use his word. He has given you the right, the legal right to use his word at any time. Amen? At any day. God has prepared you even before you are born to do what? To speak his word. Though God give us choice, and that's where the problem is. Amen? To do good. He said, I advise you to do good. Amen? But whenever you do the opposite side, then the work cannot work for you. Hallelujah. But when you are in the right channel with God, amen, and you do the will of God, the word of God will work for you. Can somebody say amen? Let us stand up tonight. I want us to make some declaration. Can somebody say amen? We are here to make some declaration tonight. Say, my Father, my God, use me from today as your instrument. Sanctify my tongue. By the power of your word, sanctify my tongue. By the power of your word tonight, glorify yourself in my life. Glorify yourself in the ministry you have called me into. Show yourself strong in my life. If you can use Elijah, you can use me. I am ready tonight. I am sorry, Lord, of everything thing I have done that is not right. I am sorry, Lord. I come before you tonight. Use me. Are we together? Say, use me in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me quickly address something that Daddy started yesterday. Many people are talking on 23rd. And immediately my wife listened to the message yesterday, called me in the night. He said, that thing you said is what that is saying. I said, the same spirit. Amen. From today, a hub has been opened in the spiritual realm. Things will start to happen. Listen very carefully. There's a change in the spiritual realm. Something has changed. Powers of the world will lose their root. And it's now for you, children of God, to walk by the word of God. To take authority over cities, over territory, over nations. Take authority by your nails. Power has changed over from today. People said the world was going to destroy. They don't understand the phenomenon of it. A hub is open in the spiritual realm. And in that hub, amen, the powers of the world, amen, they are going down. And God wants his children to rise now and take authority. That is the secret. But people don't understand. People see vision. They see dreams. They see many things. They see robot. They say maybe something is coming from the sky. Let me tell you something.
Every of those things that they prepare as an AI, people will start to possess them physically now. Every of the technology that they are bringing forth in this, amen, people will, because they have lost their ground, they will start to possess all those technologies that are supposed to be assistance and help to mankind. It now be a possessing spirit. Be careful. They will start to doctrinate them to possess man. It's supposed to help mankind. Amen. But now they want to possess those technology because they have lost their ground spiritually. They come to surface. That's why you see people, somebody called me from Mexico 2 days ago and said he saw in the dream something like some space, something. I say, listen, this is what is going on. They start to possess some technologies. Instead of it to be helpful to man, they want it for man to be slavery to them. You see, they want to turn it around. You think they are helping you, and they start to direct you very soon. Be careful. And this is the time that God has said, I'm telling you, rise up from your slumber and take authority. We have more than what we need. He said, where two are gathered, even when we are more than two. He said, two can change how many? Amen. Take the work of God more serious now and let us bond on agreement prayers. And we'll start to decree because the system has changed from today, 23rd. So that's why, part of the reason why I said, why do I come here? So you see, people are talking different rumors on in Facebook, because they don't know the truth. When you say a hope, always open. Hope always open by 12 in the midnight. That's when the angels ascend and descend. Remember the story of Jacob that he said yesterday? It was in the midnight. And when it will become morning, he said, let me go. It's when man sleep, that time you see, hope is open. I said, when man sleep, the wicked one goes to plant evils on this. Let's use our night to pray more. Can somebody say amen? I'm telling you prophetic word now. Use your night from now on. Set your alarm. Put a time. Be stable on the time. Amen. And start to use it to pray more. Amen. Things has changed spiritually. But listen, for those that know their God, they shall be strong. Don't be afraid of anything. Because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. We serve a living God, the God that has never failed and can never fail. It's called the immortal, indivisible, the only wise God, the God of all flesh, the God that reigns in the affairs of men. He can never fail. He's giving you privilege to partake in the things of the kingdom from today. He's counting on you. Since the day of John the Baptist, the Bible says, everything sober is violent. And the violent take it by force. Take it by force. Don't take no for an answer anymore. Amen. You can change situation by your nails in your room. You don't need to carry placards. Amen. Speak the word. Can somebody say amen? Speak the word. Whatever you speak, he said, even the heavens will honor it. Say, whatever you bind on earth, the heavens will honor it. We have an advocate. His name is Jesus Christ. He has never failed us. For those that know their God, I repeat it, they would be strong and do what? Exploit. Put your two hands up this night.
to us up tonight. I saw you, Mama. Can you call that sister? I saw you. The Lord said, I will put more grace upon you and I will use you more. I will put my word in your mouth and nations shall hear your word and they will bow to his kingdom. I don't know you before, I don't know you, but I'm telling you, this is my first time here. But he said, I will put my word more and I will season my word in your mouth. And nations shall hear you. It means that from this day, your voice will go out of this nation to other nations. Put your two hands up. Listen, Mama, the Spirit of God asked me to tell you, dimension of grace, of vision is coming. He said, I will, it's the book of Acts, through, so he said, I will pour out my spirit unto all men. He said, behold, we dream dreams. You will start to have multiple dreams and it will start to come to reality. Note this day down. The Lord said, you will start to have multiple dreams. Dreams. You will start to see yourself somewhere. He said, take all those dreams, very important, because I want to use it to help mankind. Listen very carefully. Yes, sir, listen. He said, because you thirst for more, I will make you drunk of my grace. Are you a pastor, sir? He said, because you ask for more, I will make you to be what? To be overdrunk of my grace. Because I see something happening about you from the month of November in the middle. I see what looks slow before become rapid. There's a lot of movement concerning you and it become rapid. You start to gain more things, more ground, start to come more forward in your things, in your ministry, in your life. Life will become more meaningful now to you. But he said, be careful. Be careful because the devil is not sleeping. Be careful not to be annoyed just anyhow, because the devil is an accuser. He will use that annoyance because he knows that you have a flexible heart. And when somebody did something to you, you react, you know. And he said, be careful because he doesn't want the devil to use his more against you. Receive more grace tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. You play piano, huh? Which instrument you play, sir? What, sir? Talk. To the last one. And, okay, listen. I see you playing piano and people are dancing around you. And I asked the Lord, why this? He said, I will make you a joy to people around you from this day, 23rd of September. Note it down. I told you, I hope it's open. I'm walking through what is in the hope. Amen. I don't know what you are going to do, but people will rejoice around you. Amen. People will start to rejoice. You will start to do sense that people will rejoice around you. And everything that's been delayed will start to receive speed. You start to go in the higher frequency. And people around you will surprise. How do you do it? Why? It's not you. We are together. What is happening? Amen? Because people are dancing around you. And you start to have a lot of people helping you. Write it down. Help will start to come in as you never expect it. Can you put your hands up?
receive grace. There's a good news coming to you. I don't know where it's coming from. From one of your family that you have seen for a long time. I think there's disconnection somewhere, and God is bridging the bridge back. And he said, they will bring good news to you. You will be honored among your people. Joy is coming. You will be honored. It's never too late for you. Things will come back, and you will be honored. Amen? Receive the grace in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mama, relax. It's well with you. I see eyes as eagle, and you start to see far more than before. Amen. No matter what the doctor says, it's not your portion. No matter what they said, or you go for any checkup and they say something. Amen. Just tell them it's not for me. Amen. Just declare it. Amen. It's not for me. The grace of God will be sufficient for you. And your old age, you will celebrate. Amen. You will not be weary. God will strengthen you more. Amen? And you will celebrate God. No matter what the plan of the devil, I decree total healing and freedom unto you. Now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Brother, what do you do? I see you doing, walking in somewhere. Walking, you, what do you do? You're walking in a company? Okay, I see you doing some in the company. They do ministry too. Amen. Amen. Okay, because I see you do something. Listen, a journey is coming next year. Amen. A journey will promote you, will not demote you. Amen. That journey will make you to be complete. It's coming very fast. I see the journey coming fast. It will come to complete you. It will come to make the plan of God for your life to be fulfilled. And they will put you in charge of some things from next year. And because the trust has come, and they say, yeah, let him be in charge of it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Put your two hands up. Daddy, I hope I'm not taking more time. Gosh. Anybody play piano here? You play piano? Can you play piano for me? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pray and say, my Father, my God, visit me afresh tonight. Visit me afresh tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pour your spirit over me tonight. Pour your spirit over me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Masu prahangadoska. Zetu prihagadona muska haja do jindibua kataya mosaya. Zekwando se prahagados in minase sisu prahaza numra kundeyanda satuya. Put your hands up. Jakutanda zetute prahagadosi. Yes, Lord. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. Sing with me. You
Father mine, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mine, the great. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the man. Sing with me. Anda busca e great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the man. You are the mighty God. A great. Hallelujah. Alleluia. 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 Pray like this. Say, my Father, my God, in this dispensation, favor me. In this dispensation, open the hub of prosperity unto me. That I hear clearly, I will renew your strength like a eagle. He said, I will renew your strength like a eagle. He says, son and daughter will bless you. He said, in this dispensation, I will crown your strength like the eagle. He said, I will do what you never expect. I will make the whole glory to return back to the house, says the Lord. I will restore back the old glory. I will restore back the old glory for the sake of your faithfulness. He said, your children will run around you. Your cup will run it over. Mommy, listen. You, says the Lord, you will not die prematurely. He said, overrule what they say. Overrule what they rumor. Because I will prove to them that I am the one that call you. And he that calls you will stay beside you. He said, you shall eat the fruit of your labor. You shall eat the fruit of your children's children. In the name of Jesus. I see the old glory coming back. I see God moving in a new dimension. He asked me to tell you, always celebrate yourself more. Celebrate yourself more. Celebrate yourself more in Christ. Have time for yourself. He said, I will restore the glory. It's not by strength, not by power. He said, I will restore back the glory. But celebrate yourself more. Listen to each other more. Obey yourself more. Be bound more. And the longevity will be upon you. The whole glory will be restored, says the Lord. Mama, don't be afraid. The Lord never forget about you. He said, I should tell you, God never forgot the labor of his children. He is a God that reward. He never forgot. Whatever you have done to his kingdom, he will never forget. Be strong and don't be afraid. Amen.
Never you be afraid. Never you be afraid. Be strong. Amen? Be strong. Never you be afraid. He said, I will reward everything. Do more. Love God more. Amen? You shall enjoy the fruit of your labor. Every dream you dream and is not good, rebuke it immediately. Never let it stay there. Amen? Every dream that is negative, turn it around with the power of the world. Or you tell daddy, or tell mama, you turn it back. Don't accept no. Is that your aunt, your mommy? Listen very carefully. This lady, this girl, how old are you? Huh? He said, I should tell your daughter, 14 years old, that I have made provision for scholarship for her. I don't know what she does, but he said, I have made a provision. Stop fighting your mother. You fight too much, two of you. I'm not in your house, but I see that you fight a lot. Obey your mother. Be focused. That your son? Be careful of friends. I beg you in the name of God, be careful of friends. Know who you are. Know where you come from. You have a bright future, but be careful of friends so that they will not manipulate or mortgage your destiny. You have a brighter destiny. If you can be strong and walk with God diligently and love God and not be distracted, amen, you shall get to your goal. You have a good dreams in life. Stop telling your dreams to your friends. Joseph told his dream to his brother, and there was a problem. It's not every testimony we share. Who is that? Your dad? Obey him very well. Don't fight your dad. Don't tell you that we're in the era of Jane Say. I really call it. I beg you. Huh? You have a very bright, but the problem I'm seeing, friends. Careful. I'm telling you, I don't know you before. Be careful. I have confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you every day, every day. I have confidence in you. Listen, Mama. You will receive a message from home. But I stand as a prophet over your life. And I turn whatever they are saying to favor you. There's a situation at home that needs your attention and they want to call you. But I turn everything by the power of the word to favor you. God never leave you nor forsake you. Be more closer to God. It will make a way for you. Stop trusting in man, because the Bible says it's fool to those that trust in man. Trust more in God. He will make a way. Amen? I want to beg you. I want to beg you the second time. Love God with all your heart. I don't want to go into many things. I don't want your mommy to cry. But I beg you, love God very much. So that you can prove your enemy wrong. Amen? So that your hand will prove your enemies. And what the enemy is planning, prove it wrong. So you can be a testimony. Amen? God never leave you nor forsake you. He's always around you. He makes you to escape many things in life. He defends you when you have no strength. You know what I'm saying? But please, love God. There's nothing in the world, love God. So that the enemy can be proved wrong. So that your hand shall be a testimony. Anything out of God is crisis. Receive the grace. Mama, don't cry. All will be well. All will be well with you. I pray for you in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. May the peace of God rest over you. Rest over your family, your life, your health. May God touch your health. May the Almighty God send His word of healing to your body. Sanctify you by His word. The Bible says, whatever I have not planted shall be uprooted. I uproot it in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Everything that the enemy has planted in your life that is not God, I uproot it and cast it to the lake of fire. You are healed in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Jituandabos kahadabos. Zipragados in dabos kaya. Receive grace in abundant. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, receive grace now. Lahados kabosa. Receive grace now. Zebrahangados kihandaha kashotiandabos. Receive grace now. Supernatural grace over your body, spirit, and soul. I receive la hando sipraga doska. Jekuana ha zebraha de dos sipraha. Holy Spirit of God, visit this body, Lord. Glorify yourself in our body now, in the name of Jesus. Kahosha tanda. God can still bring something good out of Israel. I decree upon you that God will make you the testimony of His kingdom. I decree upon you that may Holy Spirit help you, lift you up, bridge every space in your life and honor you in the name of Jesus. Kaos Ibrahim Daboska Lekaton Dabos Ibrahanga Doska in Daboski Adasa Petu Brihagadosi Linda Boska Boska Hada Hadiangoska Dose Brahagadoska Zapra lehenda sociados kabosha. The Bible says, I would decree a thing, is the word of God. I decree the word of God over your bones, over every organ in your body. I decree the word of God over your flesh. The Bible says, he sends his word and he will heal it. I decree that the word of God will heal you supernaturally. Every spirit of sickness, of old age,
be cast to the lake of fire now. Receive strength, supernatural, in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Mama. May the Lord strengthen you from Zion. May the Almighty God make you to smile again. May all that you have done in the past start to turn well for you. I pray for you that may you have reason to testify all the days of your life. Every form of illness, whatever name is called, I cast it out of your body to the lake of fire. I decree supernatural healing over your body now in the name of Jesus. Strength from above over your life in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. I bless you. Bring your two hands. Two hands, open it. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I pray that everything that is working against you start to turn to work for you from today. Everything that is working against you, I decree and prophesy to start to work for you from today. May the power of the word of God elude your life and transform your home and your family and generation in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Hello, sir. What is that thing that is pressing? So dear, pressing into you, sir. One thing. And you see what the Lord will do. What is that thing that is pressing that you, that is so pressing to you now? Can you say, sir? What is that thing? Your chance. Receive it. I pray that you shall come to testify. Before this season goes up, your wife will testify, your family will testify concerning everything that is bothering you. I saw a little burden and I pray that God will make a solution for it in the name of Jesus. What you do, do it well. Continue to do it well. There's time of reward. Do it with joy, do it well. Time of rejoicing is coming in the name of Jesus. Put your two hands up. Kahash Adonda Bosa. I want you to pray for Winnipeg. Pray for this nation. Pray for this city. Say, my Father, my God, transform this city. Every negative word, every negative law, every negative protocol, I rebuke it. I cast it out. I decree this land shall be fruitful. Winnipeg shall be fruitful. From today, Winnipeg, receive the power to be fruitful. In the name of Jesus. That woman at the back. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yeah. The Spirit of God has me to tell you clearly. For everything you do, be patient. Amen? You understand my English? For everything you do, patient in front. Amen? If you don't put patient in front, you will lose many things. Huh? You love God and you have a movement. Amen? I'm seeing. Are you the member of this church? No? Okay, I see you have a movement. You have a heart to help people. Amen? But put
patient in front. Amen? And trust more in God and not man. Exactly? And everything will start to work better for you. Hallelujah? Huh? Put your two hands up. My friend said, he has not talked about me. It's well with you. This new year we are going from the month of December, your company will boost better. Note it down. As we enter December, there's some things will happen. There's some reformation. Even the government, your company will boost more. Shall be blessed. Tell your wife to keep on to love God, and God will come to strengthen her. Tell her not to fight with you. A lot of argument. Tell her to take it easy. But from December upward, things will be very good. And you would remember this day and say, God, I thank you for your word. Receive the grace in Jesus' name. Can we sing it together? Amen. I want to take enough time tonight so that everybody can receive. Tomorrow will be different by the grace of God. How many of you remember the song Daddy sang yesterday? Remember me. Remember me. Okay, there was a topic you thought on Remember Me. Do you know the song on Remember Me? Oh, sorry. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Today. Can you try it? Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, today. Remember me, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Turn into prayer. Remember me, O Lord, today. Remember me, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, too. Mommy, your grandson. You have any grandson in September, October?
I have September.
Son?
Yes, grandson.
October.
October, yes, my grandson.
God wants to use him. I've not seen before. October, I heard. Train him in the way of the Lord. I saw the baton upon his hand. A strong baton was upon his hand. How old is he?
25.
I saw baton
25
upon his hands.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you for tonight. Your word has gone forth. This is a solemn night with you, Daddy.
Oh my God.
This is the way you want it to be tonight. Every word I've gone forth, never let your word go down void, Lord. Let it return back to this house with testimony. Visit your children as they sleep tonight. Let the whole glory return back to your church. and let there be super testimony from this day in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let's clap for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We have received the word of the Lord. This is a season like no other. I didn't know what he was going to be talking about tonight. But everything that he has presented to us is a reminder of what God has been saying to us. As I heard him speak tonight, I said, that was a message from 2 weeks ago. That's a message from 3 weeks ago. That's a message from 4 weeks ago. Because God is building. I don't think we have a clue on what God wants to do with us as his people in these last days. Please hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. I heard you ministering the word, and one of the first persons you talked to was a young man sitting down there and said, "You're a pastor." There's a son in this house. He's not pastoring here now. But I was listening to every word, and you described him perfectly. I said, well, for somebody who doesn't know anybody but knows what God is saying, you have to be right on. And sometimes you may hear the word of God and say, I don't know how that relates to me right now. That's because you see yourself based on what you see, not on what God knows. And be wise and get locked into the purposes of God for your life. I thank you. Thank you for listening to the Lord and bringing to us the word of the Lord. Tomorrow night is going to be an extraordinary night. I want you, if you can be here 30 minutes before the service starts, that means 6 o'clock, I'll encourage you to do that. And just spend the time praying and getting yourself ready. Did you hear what I said? I've never said that to you before. That you come earlier than normal. But be here and get yourself ready, because what God is going to do, I cannot explain to you. But he's going to do something amazing in your life. Today is about the present. Tomorrow, God is going to open you wide for a future you cannot explain. And remember what we said yesterday, this is not going to be based on your mind, but the mind of God. And in the mind of God, there is no what? Doubt. So whatever God is going to start downloading inside of you, don't doubt it. because that means you're still alive. God needs you dead so that he can be fully possessing you. Amen? You gave a powerful word tonight about AI and AI possessing people. Don't fall into that trap. Know that God is smarter than AI. Hello? AI is artificial. Get the real intelligence. Be filled to the overflow with the Spirit of God. The breath of God for your testimony. You know, sometimes it is not a word, it's a breath. And the breath releases the word. That's when the devil doesn't know what just happened. Because sometimes when you know what is about to happen, you talk yourself out of it. Now you don't know what was just done for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to receive an offering of the Lord from you. We're going to release it by faith in obedience to God. God is upgrading certain ones who are willing and obedient to the place where their giving is based on their hearing. If there's anything I want to encourage you to do is to come to that place of giving by hearing. Amen? If there's anything I can say to you right now, make your needs known unto God and rest and watch him speak to whoever it is that he needs to speak to. Have you ever received a miracle from somebody that you've never met and they brought the blessing of God to you? I have. I know you have. God is about to surprise different ones and show you that he is the one in control. Because he's going to speak to people, some that you know and some that you don't know. And they're going to bring into your bosom. Amen? But learn how to hear. Because if you want other people to hear, come, come, come. If you want other people to hear God to be a blessing to you, you better learn how to hear God to be a blessing to somebody. Because as you will reap what you sow. Did you hear what I said? Stop talking yourself out of the blessing. It's time to hear God. Rise with me. Say with me, I receive the capacity, the ability to hear you, God, concerning every area of my life. And especially concerning giving. Because God, you are a giver. I'm created in your image and your likeness. And there are solutions you want to use me to bring about in this world. I need to hear so I can obey. I need to hear so I can redistribute that which you have for the benefit of the kingdom of God. I receive hearing capacity that is filled with faith. In Jesus' name, I hear you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name. Shout amen. Praise the Lord. Come, let's give unto the Lord.